We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ladies and gentlemen, as the host of this fine program that you've allowed me to host for well over 12 years, I don't mind if I do. All right, here's how we play. First one to five wins. Who is the reigning champion? Do we remember?
I think it's always me.
It's not always you, but it is Dana.
Although Will Starrett destroyed it about a month ago.
Yeah.
Just crushed
it. It was
me.
Really good. Yeah. Go have another baby.
Kara, name a city that starts with T. Go.
Trenton, Missouri.
Bragger!
That one said Texas.
She said Texas.
I did not. I said Texas. City.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a real town.
Which apparently is a town. No one's heard of it, but it does exist.
Right. Yeah, it's called Texas Pregnant Pause City.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's hear your buzzer, please. Okay. Dana Wright, turn Dana's up just a little bit if you would, Rod.
Okay.
Make sure she gets in.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Top six answers are on the board.
Okay.
Point values are doubled.
I would assume.
Name a country with a large population. Dana Wright.
China.
China.
Ooh.
Is the number one answer
Whoa!
On the board.
Very good.
Whew. Top seven answers are on the board. Name the happiest day in a woman's life. Kara marks her.
Her wedding day.
Marriage. Number one answer on the board. You want to guess what the other ones are?
It would be the birth of your child.
Mm-hmm. Number two.
Oh. We'll have to come back to that.
The birth of your child is more important than the day you met the love of your life.
Kara? If you asked most women,
I don't know. Because at least the wedding, there's not that fear that you're going to die.
That's true. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Wait, your marriage was not as important to you as the birth of your children?
This is a great topic for later. I think women will be divided about that.
Top six answers are on the board.
Okay.
I am concerned. point values are doubled. We are tied at 1-1. Name a state that has a lot of sports teams. Ooh, Rod, I heard Kara in there first. Rod had to go take a poop.
California.
California is the number two answer on the board. Dana Wright for the steal.
I was going to say New York. I will stand with my original answer.
New York is the number one answer on the board.
Yes, think of all the colleges up there.
Top seven answers are on the board. Mm-hmm. Point values are doubled.
Of course.
Name the most annoying thing that others drivers do to you on the road. Kara marks her.
Cut you off.
Cut you off is the number two answer on the board. For the steal and for 3 points, name the most annoying thing other drivers do to you on the road.
I think it's tailgating.
Tailgating. Is the number five answer on the board.
What's number one?
Is it not using your
turn signals?
That one.
Great. Top 1, 2, 3, 4. Seven answers are on the board.
Wait, is this for the win?
No, it's tied at 2-2.
Oh.
You ready?
Yes.
This question is 3 words.
Oh, great.
So
okay.
Be ready.
Okay.
Name a planet. Kara marks her.
Jupiter.
Jupiter is the number three answer on the board.
So this is not the sun. I'm going to go with the earth. Oh,
were you here for that, by the way?
No, but I did hear about that.
I am going to go with earth.
Earth is the number two answer on the board.
Well, what's number one?
Mars. Mars.
Dang it.
Mars was number one.
Huh. Okay.
Name a top six answers on the board. Point values are doubled. Dana with three, Kara with two. Name a U.S. president who was already old when he took the job. Dana Wright.
I'm going to say Reagan.
Reagan is the number one answer on the board.
Was he 73? I want to say.
The others were Trump, Carter, George H.W., Ford, and Eisenhower. All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Who is the most popular character on the sitcom Friends? I think I heard Kara's on that one first.
Rachel.
Everyone knows it's Rachel, and I buzzed in first.
Rachel is the number one answer on the board. It is 4-2-3. We only asked married people, what is the most expensive thing that you've ever bought while married? Okay, Dana was first, but I haven't finished the question. If you get this wrong, I will finish the question
for
Kara.
I'm going to say a home.
A home is not on the list. I will finish the question.
Okay.
We only asked married people, what is the most expensive thing you've ever bought while married without telling your spouse first?
Oh!
I'm going to go with a car.
Car is the number one answer on the
board. Who buys a car and doesn't tell their husband?
Who buzzes in without hearing the entire question?
Apparently both of us, but she made the mistake of being it first.
It is 4-4.
Fine.
The next question wins.
All right.
Name a state.
Oh, God. Texas. Just Texas.
Okay. You buzzed in when I said name a state.
You paused. You are a pauser.
You are a pusher of the buttoner. I did not finish the question.
You paused. There was a period at the end of that question.
What?
Instead of a question mark, a period.
There was a period.
Yes. Name a state. Your inflection came down.
You
name a state.
You jumped the gun.
You are no Richard Dawson.
Read the question.
And you are about to be not a winner. Name Kara Markser for the win. We are tied at
Wait,
four.
Well, was Texas on there?
Texas is not on the list.
Come on! It's going to be name a state that doesn't start with T.
And you'll know why in a second. You'll know why Texas is not on the list.
Okay.
Name a state with a lot of mountains.
Oh. Colorado.
Colorado.
I'm protesting this round.
Is the number one answer on the board.
I'm protesting.
Texas did not make the list.
That means I win.
I am protesting. Because I buzzed in first on the Rachel Friends question, and if you go back and listen to that tape,
fine.
I buzzed in first.
I will give you an extra round.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Now, yes. You read it normally. Name a state.
Okay.
I still had to look.
How many? Are you ready?
Yeah.
How many days can you keep a banana before it goes bad?
Five.
Five is the number two answer on the board. Kara, seal the win, please.
Three.
Three is the number one answer on the board. Read it and weep.
I beat you twice today.
You have lost. And we added a round. Kara Markser is our new champion of Family Feud here on the Dana and Parks program. Congratulations, young lady.
Thank you.
Job well done. Don't forget, we're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in St. Joseph this Friday. Be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you. We'll see you there. Hey, it's Scott Parks, my friends at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy. And let's be honest, they were embarrassed with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile, truly a gift that would change someone's life. And what sets Dr. Headley apart, he's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging. This is going to show you how your smile will look after the procedure. And the best part, it is completely pain-free. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. So schedule your free consultation today. Check out kcsmile.com. Again, that's kcsmile.com.
He looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Story here from the Kansas City Star. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously today that the Constitution's ban on excessive fines applies to the states, an outcome that could help efforts to rein in the police seizures of property from criminal suspects. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote the court's opinion in favor of Tyson Timms of Marion, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Police seized Timms' $40,000 Land Rover when they arrested him for selling about $400 worth of heroin.
You remember this, Scott?
Uh-huh,
police taking people's property, and you're not going to get it back.
Timms pleaded guilty. He faced no prison time.
Okay.
The biggest loss was the Land Rover that he bought with some of the life insurance money he received when his father died. RBG wrote the majority opinion, which, of course, everybody was in the majority. It was a 9-0 vote. Ginsburg noted, quote, that governments employ fines out of accord with the penal goals of retribution and deterrence.
What's the deterrent in taking someone's Land Rover?
Timms still has to win one more round in court before he gets his car back, but that seems to be a formality. A judge ruled that taking the car was disproportionate to the severity of the crime, which carries a maximum fine of $10,000. The case drew interest from liberal groups concerned about police abuse and conservative groups opposed to excessive regulation.
Huh.
Timms was represented by a libertarian public interest law firm, Institute for Justice.
Couple things I want to point out again in case you missed it. This was a unanimous decision. We have had people call into this program before, and Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, accused of a crime. Let's say they are charged and property was taken as part of that investigation.
Correct.
And in many cases, never to be seen again.
Mm-hmm. He sold $4,000 worth of heroin. Or check that, $400 worth of heroin. They seized his $40,000 Land Rover. The fine for selling $400 worth of heroin,
maximum fine,
is $10,000.
Okay. It is not immediately clear, quoting here from the Indianapolis Star, how deeply this ruling will impact the common law enforcement practice.
Mm-hmm.
Common law enforcement practice that critics call policing for profits, cases in which police seize vehicles and property in criminal cases, and then eventually, Scott, they auction these items off. Do they end up in the city auction at the end of the year?
Yeah.
And so how do you decide when you're looking at a police agency what they can take as part of an investigation and then what they can keep? What if it's cash? We've had people call in before and say, I had $4,500 in my car. I was on my way to buy a car on Craigslist. I never saw it again.
What if he was found innocent?
That's a great question, because I think some of the people who called in to talk about this were charged, but were not necessarily convicted.
No. I'm sure the cops had the goods on him. They probably did an undercover sting, bought some heroin off him for $400, whatever. But what if somehow they didn't do it right? They didn't read him his Miranda rights. There was some sort of confusion.
He turns out to be innocent. Then what? You just not get your Land Rover back?
Well, if they've already sold it, and in this case they have not, we don't believe, already sold the car. But if they had at auction, what do you do? Do you give them $40,000?
Listen to this. Authorities in Indiana argued unsuccessfully that the $42,000 Rover was used in heroin trafficking that could have generated hefty... You can't do that. No. That could have been used in a bank robbery. Well, it could have been.
It could have been used to plow five people over.
And that its forfeiture properly left Tim's without the ride he needed to sell drugs. Do you need a Land Rover to sell drugs, Scott?
No, you don't.
What do you need a Land Rover for?
To drive.
That argument, I don't know who the attorneys were for the state, holds absolutely no water.
Somebody says civil asset forfeiture is a scam.
This is fascinating.
Can they
to me.
Just take any? If you're suspected of a crime, I don't know. This is where we need our legal friends
look up
to call in.
Civil. We have talked about this on this program before. I remember you sitting in that very chair saying, "Well, there's no way that's legal." Civil asset forfeiture is a thing.
Where if you're suspected of a crime. Suspected, not convicted, suspected. They can take whatever they want?
Well, not after today, within reason. No. Now, this is from the ACLU website.
Thanks to RBG.
Civil forfeiture allows police to seize and then keep or sell any property they allege is involved in a crime.
They allege.
That is what this says. Owners need not ever be arrested or convicted
of
a crime for their cash, cars, or even real estate to be taken away permanently by the government. How has no one...
You better convict me.
How has no one brought a test case against this until now?
Well, they did. And surprisingly, the Supreme Court ruled 9-0.
Listen to this,
that
real
you
quick.
Can't do that.
Forfeiture was originally presented as a way to cripple large-scale criminal enterprises. Think El Chapo, okay?
But he's been convicted.
But today, aided by deeply flawed federal and state laws, many police departments use forfeiture to benefit their bottom lines.
576-7798, 576-7798, Newsroom, Kara Marks.
Some breaking news this afternoon. Jussie Smollett now considered a suspect. That's next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car.
What? Yeah,
okay. You want comfort.
Let me go to the news,
please. You want safety. You want affordability. And you get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that is a rating well earned. I'm driving the Subaru Forester, and I loved the way it handled in the weather last night and last week when the snow moved in. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. If it's gadgets and options you like, Kia's got more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Bill George's Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Dana right here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. You looking to buy a diamond? You looking to sell a diamond? Any fine jewelry, really? You got some old estate jewelry lying in the back of a drawer? Go take it in to Steve and Scott. Make an appointment and see what they will give you for your jewelry that you no longer wear, use, or need. While you're in there, take a look at what they can design for you and sell directly to you. You'll never shop any other way again if you have never shopped the wholesale industry when it comes to fine jewelry. you'll never go another route. I'm telling you, I've said it again and again. You can price them first. You can price them last. Their prices will not be beat. They will design something for you, sell it directly to you. And remember, when you call them, they don't even have a receptionist on staff to answer their phones. All of that savings is passed on to you. 913-660-9609 for your private appointment. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Standing at my door, we stayed up in the city till the stars lost the war. So Friday night, Holy Ghost, take me to your level. Show me the one I need the most. I need the most. I wish I knew you when I was young.
I could have got so high.
Okay. Okay. Rewind to your top story, please.
Jussie Smollett is now officially classified in it as a suspect in the criminal investigation by Chicago
police. You
just
waltzed on in here and dropped that into your newscast thinking we weren't going to pay attention.
Little bomb.
You should have seen the look on Scott's... We went, huh? What? What? What'd you just say?
Yeah.
You knew this was coming.
Filing a false police report.
He is a turd of a human being.
I still say that if crime A is, you know, this severe, but if it's a hate crime, it's even more severe, then the charge for filing a false police report should be even more severe since you're filing a false hate crime report.
Yeah.
And you are not only all this hours, all this man hours, spending all these taxpayer dollars.
Over 1,000 police hours
over
spent
nothing,
on this case.
You've also now robbed the legitimacy of everyone else's reporting of a hate crime. Because now, no matter what, Jussie, whatever, tell it to us. It's like the Duke Lacrosse thing.
I mean, this is a guy who sat down with Robin Roberts last week, okay? In a Tuesday interview that aired, I think, on Thursday on Good Morning America, and looked her dead in the eye and said, I wouldn't fake this. And he said he was pissed. That was his word. And then he used another expletive I can't put on the air.
What is Robin Roberts going to say? She did the interview, and I find it, what is she going to say? Look, we gave him a platform to tell his side of the story.
What did she do wrong?
Nothing. He looked me right in the eye. I'm curious because she is a news person, but she's also a very well-known face of that morning show. Do you say, you know what? He looked me right in the eye and lied, according
yes.
to
yes.
prosecutors or yes. police or whoever.
Jussie Smollett is a turd.
You need a turd. You call me.
Okay, sweetie.
Is the grand jury done? Like, how does that work, Kara? Because they were supposed to be, the grand jury was convening today.
Correct.
And the two brothers were set to testify against him.
Yes, apparently the brothers and their attorney walked into the grand jury room about 45 minutes ago.
Oh, to be a fly on
so
the wall in that room.
They're going to indict him before the day is out.
There's a good chance of that.
I think the grand jury will hand up an indictment, and I think they will do it quickly. If you have these two brothers coming in, raising their right hand and saying, this is exactly what happened. We were paid $4,000, you know, all of this stuff. This is what happened. The FBI is now looking into his bank records or wants
yes.
to subpoena his bank records. How long is it, knowing that a grand jury would indict a ham sandwich, how long is it going to take for an indictment? What time is it there?
It's the same time here. I say before the day is out. Hang on.
If it's not by 6 o'clock tonight, it'll be tomorrow morning.
I'm going to try to get some of the GMA interview up here.
Smollett has hired Mark Garagos. Do you remember him?
Yes, Michael Jackson's attorney.
And apparently CBS up in Chicago has confirmed that Garagos will serve on Smollett's defense team. So he knows he's in big trouble because he's pulling in the big guns.
Yeah. I mean, calling in Garagos is the equivalent in this town of calling in
Carl Cornwell.
Yeah.
Or Tom Bath.
Yeah. You need them. You're in big trouble.
You have done something so wrong.
Here, let me play just a bit.
Not always.
This is from ABC News.
Bateman fiercely denying the claims. Authorities now urgently asking to speak with him. ABC's Ariel Reshef leads us off.
Tonight, police telling ABC News the two brothers seen in this surveillance video claim Empire star Jussie Smollett paid them to carry out a fabricated homophobic attack. Sources say detectives are actively investigating that allegation.
Who the f*** would make something like this up? Or
you!
Add something to it or whatever it may be. I can't even... I'm an advocate.
Okay. Who in the blank would make something like this up? I am an advocate.
I just want to know why. I want him to say why.
He's a sociopath.
No, there's something going on with him. I just want to know what. Like, why? Why would you do this? In hindsight, we can all look back and say this is one of the worst, most ill-conceived fake crimes I've ever heard of. This was not planned out well.
No.
Scott, you said in the beginning, this is a great point. You said had he just gone around a corner, okay, in Chicago,
right,
never involved two other people.
Nope.
Don't involve a third party
in
your
scam. Put a noose around your neck, throw some bleach on yourself, walk out. Don't ever leave a witness. Wow.
Well, I don't mean don't.
What words just came out of my mouth?
Say that again.
That took a little bit of a dark
time. You don't create a witness.
Right.
You don't create a witness. If you are going to do something this stupid, you have to be the only one in the world who knows about it.
Yes.
And then police would say, look, we can't find these guys. And it's just an open-ended, okay.
Well, I'm sorry you can't find them. They were there. But somebody put a noose around my neck. Somebody poured bleach on my face. I don't know where they are.
We would not be where we are now.
Not my fault. You can't do your job and find them. But no, he went and allegedly paid $4,000 to these two brothers whom he knew, who were supposed to cast themselves off, no pun intended, as racist, homophobic Trump supporters. Because remember, one of the things that they said was, you're in MAGA country. Downtown Chicago is not usually considered MAGA country, by the way. People don't walk around in the middle of the night with a noose and a bottle of bleach. And certainly, most Trump supporters are not two black brothers from Nigeria. I'm just saying. I suspected this story from day one.
You did. And I said, I don't know until... What was it, Monday? I was like, well, this isn't looking good.
Why would he do it?
For the attention?
The attention?
I stuck to I don't know until they identified that the brothers knew him. In fact, when the police went into the brothers' apartment, there's a list on their, we were just talking about seizure. When they went in, they had to provide a list of what they took out of that apartment. Did you see that list, Scott? Bleach was on there. Receipts were on there, a notebook, a magazine. And then if you read down that list, Empire script in the brother's apartment, not in Jussie Smollett's apartment, in the brother's apartment.
From the text line.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first American to scam Nigerians.
And you know those two brothers are like, we want to talk. We want to be helpful. Yep. Please. We want to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do anything wrong. He just paid us some money. Didn't realize this would become international news.
You know, Dr. Oz this morning replayed an old interview he had with Jussie Smollett. His first question was, how has it changed your life now that you're a household name? And you know me, I have a habit of yelling at my TV and my radio. I yelled, you're not, until now. Jussie Smollett was someone I had never heard of until 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But would you not think 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago or whenever it was, that if this goes south, I will never work again? It is going to be very interesting if he is indicted, and I believe he will be. Empire,
I think he'll be indicted before the end of the afternoon.
The set, the writers, they have all stood by him. Mm. How soon until it's over?
It is over.
I mean,
Empire is going to have to come out and say, and I guarantee you this is what the statement's going to say, this is not the young man we know and we work with. We understand the severity of these charges, and at this time, his character's going on hiatus.
Are actively investigating that allegation.
Who the f*** would make something like this up or add something to it or whatever it may be?
You know, Robin Roberts has to be beside herself right now.
Well, but it's not her fault he went on that program, looked her in the eye, and lied to everybody. Now, some would say, should she have pressed him harder?
Yes.
Should you have said, okay?
Jesse, and that's what he was reacting to, is her saying, there are people out there who are skeptical about this whole thing. And he says, who the blank would make something like this up?
Apparently you.
You, sir.
This is a classic example of you dig a little hole, and then the hole gets bigger, and then it gets bigger. I don't even think he, if all of this is true, could have even imagined 3 weeks ago this would turn into the almost near obsession.
This plays into everything that we preach against. Fake news. This is the epitome of fake news.
I disagree. I think this is one person lying. For what reason, I have no idea. And Kara, people have said publicity.
Mm-hmm.
They will say there's no such thing as bad publicity. I wholeheartedly disagree.
But Dana,
he's done.
Every single major player running for president, including the president himself, weighed in on this. Even the president himself said, it's terrible, it's horrible, it's awful. If something like this happens, it's terrible. And then Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and whomever else and everybody else jumps in and they're like, oh my God, how can this happen in America? Well, you know what? It didn't happen in America. It didn't happen.
Well, but that's not to say, and I will bring this back around to these.
Go ahead and say what you're going to say, and I'm going to have a counter.
Bad things happen in America all the time.
And this guy set them all back.
5 hours ago, 20th Century Fox Television released a statement saying Jussie Smollett continues to be a consummate professional on set, and as we have previously stated, he is not being written out of the show.
Yeah, he's about to be, because he's about to be indicted.
That was 5 hours ago.
576-7798.
You know, we've been bragging about our Brooklinen sheets for more than a year on the Dana and Parks program. I love my set. I know Scott loves his set. My daughter has a set. They are hands down the most comfortable sheets you will ever sleep in. You know, you spend a third of your life in your sheets. Is it time for a bedding upgrade? If it is, go to brooklinen.com and never look back. You are going to love the feeling of sleeping in five-star hotel sheets without that five-star hotel price.
Amen. Our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on, and now is the time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use a promo code KMBZ at Brooklinen.com. In fact, they're so confident in their product that all their sheets, all their comforters, all their towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code KMBZ at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code KMBZ. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
Larry caught a load of smoking. I wanna lose a couple days. We probably never struggle coping, but I never want to. Promise again that I will call her. Forget the time, cause I'm 7 hours behind. Probably good I didn't call him.
Jussie Smollett,
but he always wants to,
is now listed as a suspect by the police department in Chicago. This story has been falling apart for days. It has gone to a grand jury. In fact, the two Nigerian brothers are speaking to a grand jury as we speak in Cook County, Illinois. Dana had a great point during the break. She goes, man, this guy made everybody mad in one fell swoop. He angered the black community. He angered the LGBT community. And he angered the MAGA community all in one
fell swoop. Do you know how hard it is to tick off everyone? Think about it. Really, to tick off everyone in this day and age, you have a very divided country.
We do.
And so we see all kinds of behavior every day in the news. Generally, there's one side over here saying, well, and there's one side over here angry about said action. This is a rare instance where he has managed to tick off, if this is true, just about everybody.
Why? Why?
Russell, I don't know.
Russell in Sedalia. Hello, Russell.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'm calling just because I want to let you know how much I enjoy your show, but more than that, I want to let you know that he has a list of singles that he's released from 2015 to the present on Wikipedia, and if you read through that list, they seem so apropos and kind of hilarious. As you read through the titles of his singles.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like Nothing to Lose, Freedom, Sweet Freedom, No Apologies, Hurt People, Haha, I Love You. If you go through it, the whole list, I mean, all at once, it just grabbed me. It just made me laugh about as much as you guys do.
I didn't even know he was a singer until, I think a couple of days ago, I saw him addressing an audience.
He did perform, not long after this whole thing broke. Brett in Liberty. Hello, Brett.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up, man?
I just want to point out the fact that I think it was about a year ago Roseanne's show was canceled, and it was due to just a little petty thing that she said. I never really got into the whole thing, and I myself am a Trump supporter, but I also criticize him on some things. I thought it was kind of hypocritical, the fact that immediately after news of that broke out, Roseanne's show was canceled. But here, after this, the left is like, oh, well, let's wait until he's guilty before we actually cancel him.
Brett, you see a difference between him
committing a crime, allegedly, and Roseanne saying something racist on Twitter.
You're painting with a horribly broad brush, if I may say that, Brett. What do you mean the left is saying wait until he's been convicted? Dana's on the left, and she's already convicted him.
I understand. But I just think that a lot of times people will say on both sides, right and left, and they'll say, well, just wait until he's guilty or wait until he's innocent. And immediately when the tables flip, they just throw away their values. They throw away their morals.
Well, if your argument is that it happens on both sides, you're absolutely right. Because when Roseanne happened, there were people, including myself, who said, I don't care what she said. It doesn't take away from the quality of the show. And I don't think Roseanne should have been fired.
Now, I did,
right.
But what she said in those tweets was immediate and public and absolutely traced back to her, whereas right. In this case, the Smollett case, they had an investigation to do.
And I don't care if they kick him off the show.
Well,
Empire
would have had no legal right to kick him off probably up until this afternoon.
I could not care less if Jussie Smollett is kicked off this show or not. The difference between Jussie Smollett and Roseanne is that one may have committed a crime and one certainly did not.
That is accurate. She did not commit a crime.
To the newsroom and Kara Marks for more of your calls in just a moment.
Happening now on KMBZ, Jussie Smollett could be indicted tonight. More next.
Hey, I want you, if you are a snorer, if you have a really tough time sleeping because your spouse snores, call my folks at Marks Family Dental. You will be so glad you did. If you have severe obstructive sleep apnea, you're going to want to get with my folks at Marks Family Dental. 50% of CPAP users who desperately need that treatment stop using the machine. If you know what I'm talking about, if you've seen them, if you wear them, you know why. They are not pleasant for you or your partner. At Mark's Family Dental, they have figured out a better way so that everyone can sleep better. It is a custom-made dental mouthpiece. Fits over your teeth, gently realigns your airway, and allows normal airflow to the lungs as you sleep. And that is so important for your health. Did I mention it's covered by most medical insurance plans? Compact, comfortable, doesn't make noises, no disgusting hoses. Ugh. Call my folks at Mark's Family Dental and Mark's Sleep Center today. 816-452-2000, 816-452-2000, or markssleep.com, M-A-R-X-sleep.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.